Script 2 to test 2. Listen to what a man says and do the task in your book.
The idea about the book, A Short History of Nearly Everything, was to try and make science exciting to people. My idea was that science had to be more interesting than it was made out to be to me when I was at school in America. Science courses, it seems to me, were a bit dull. In principle, I am very interested in science, but I had never studied the subject. Obviously, there are two types of people when it comes to learning science at school. Those who are going to go and have careers in physics and chemistry, and a whole large group of the rest of us who should be coming out of school with at least some understanding of science. My knowledge of science was extremely elementary when I started working on the book. I knew practically nothing. What I could get out of the research for this book is an extremely superficial understanding of the subject. I didn't really understand physics any more than I did when I started working on it. What I had got out of the exercise, though, was how scientists have gone about finding things out, how they know what they know. For example, I found it fascinating how a scientist could look at two different formations of rocks and say that one was 250 million years old and that one is 850 million years old. How do they know that? Those are the kind of questions that I imagined other people in the same position as me would like to find the answers to.